Yeah, dude.
Good morning, everybody. 7:09, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
Woo, it's cold, man.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's cold.
From everybody.
It kind of made me think of this, which I think is perfect for this time of year.
Hey! Your hands are freezing!
Yes.
Sure, you got your gloves on, man.
Yeah.
Today, cloudy, extremely cold. Lake effect snow, 1 to 3 inches. High of -5. Wind chills -30 to -45. Which altitude, if you do have to go outside for some reason, make sure all your skin is bundled up. You know, make sure your face is covered because frostbite is no joke. You do not want to get frostbite at all.
Frostbite, huh?
Yeah.
You know, for where I'm from, they call that ice tan, you pussy. It's an ice tan, not frostbite, bro. Oh
my God. Hey, tough guy, aren't you?
Tough guy.
Well, if that ain't frostbite, that's my ice tan.
It's like an ultimate dad thing to say. Frostbite.
Back in my day, we called it ice tan. You kids these days. Bunch of softies. You got that farmer ice tan?
Oh, you're right. The farmer ice tan.
Oh my God. No, Hunter, it's frostbite.
Frostbite, yeah. Have you ever been close to frostbite there or an ice tan?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Never had an ice tan. Never got close.
You know, honestly, it is cold, man. It is very cold outside. But if you're bundled up, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just don't have any exposed skin. That's what it is.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Whipping your donger out.
Yeah, I know. It's frozen.
Get that ice tan.
That ice tan.
Yeah. That, what would that, be? B-I-T-D. Yeah, perfect.
Classic.
You fill in the blanks right there. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
And, of course, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Maybe you're all backed up with a bunch of Hunter in your septic. Well, don't worry. Pump That Septic got you covered. See what I did?
Yeah, I like that.
I called you duty.
Yeah. You bastard.
You bastard. Apple is in the early talks to start a new subscription service that'll basically be Netflix for video games. This is pretty cool, man. Being a gamer myself, I like this. In other words, you pay a flat fee and get unlimited access to a list of titles. Talks with game developers are in the early stages, so there's no word what a subscription will cost or what games will be available.
Sounds brilliant, Apple, but you stole it. It's already happened.
Yeah, Gamefly. Isn't that basically Gamefly?
Well, Gamefly, and on Xbox One, you can get a thing called Game Pass now.
It's a
monthly subscription. You have access to like 200-plus games.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. Obviously, I appreciate what Apple has done for the tech world, but
they're followers now. They're not leaders anymore, bro.
And it's just all they're money hungry. I mean, that's the same thing like when they got rid of the headphone jack on their phone. You know why they did that? Not because everything's going to Bluetooth. No, it's because they could charge you then to buy an adapter.
Yeah, the dongle.
The dongle. So that's what it is. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know if maybe an actual, like, because one of the big things, like Gamefly, you got to order the games. They send it to you, then you send it back. That's still a little dated.
Yeah.
But on the Xbox thing, right, that's just, just play it right there.
You download the game, boom, install it right there.
Now, wait, do you install it and then own it, or after you...
So you have a monthly subscription, and you can buy to own. Yeah. So if you pay, you know, whatever it is the game is, $30, you can own the game. But why would you do that when you can just download and install it on your system?
Yeah.
I think if you buy it, you can take it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other spots, other Xboxes, if you will.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
Stoned seniors. You'll like this, you dirty doper. According to a new report, senior citizens are the fastest growing demographic of new cannabis users in the United States. Now that more states are legalizing recreational and medical marijuana, older Americans are becoming more comfortable with it and are using the drug in a number of ways.
Don't agree with that. Stupid.
It's literally a study.
No, you know what? Don't come around now. If you hated weed, you know, last year, and now you're like, okay, I guess it's fine, because it's legal, you know?
Maybe they didn't hate it. They just didn't say anything about it. I think maybe that's the more of the demographic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I'm sure there's still people that are like, nope, it's the devil's lettuce. Don't smoke it.
No, I know a few people personally.
Yeah.
It's a devil's lettuce. It's the worst thing ever. It makes you lazy. You bum. And now that it's legal, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. You know? It's like, no, dude, no.
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 You don't get to enjoy it.
No.
You bastards. Oh, sorry. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. I don't care either way, but I could definitely see a bunch of older people hopping on the bandwagon now.
Yeah. Trying to be cool.
Yeah. So what all the kids are doing, smoking the marijuana cigarettes. One of those jazz cigarettes.
Left-handers, man.
Lastly, this is fantastic. And you know where I'm going to go with this after you realize what it's for.
We brought him to the league when he was four, almost 5 years old, and he's been bowling ever since. It's just like this guy giving talent.
Calm, cool, collective, laid back, reserved, that's him. So because of that, he doesn't apply pressure to himself.
The most superior attitude of a 10-year-old I've ever seen as a bowler. Now, when he doesn't have a bowling ball in his hand, he's 10 years old.
10-year-old kid in New Jersey just became the second youngest person ever to bowl a perfect game.
Yep.
But don't worry. Pro bowlers are still... it's the most ridiculous thing in the world to me. A 10-year-old bowled a perfect game.
Then go bowl a 300.
Here's the thing. If I practice enough...
No, you couldn't.
I could go do it.
I've been doing it for 10 years, and I haven't even been close. I bowled a 279 is my highest, and I was on fire.
279?
Yeah.
All right.
You couldn't even break 200.
I bet you... Give me a year. Give me a year.
I'll give you as much time as you want.
Give me a year. I'll bowl a perfect game.
Really?
1 year.
How much you want to bet? I will bet you your truck.
I will
give you my vehicle.
Your CRV.
Give it to you.
You give it to me.
Actually, no. You call anything you want.
Anything I want.
Anything. You can have my wife. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
That's how confident you are.
I will go to say... You can't get over 220.
Oh my God!
I'll give you my wife if you get over 220 in a year.
In a year,
I'll give you a year.
I will take that bet.
Take it.
All right, I love it.
And then at the end of the year, you're gonna be like, dude, okay, it's tough.
It's baffling that there's pro bowlers out there. They should be getting 300s every single game.
They pretty much do. They get a lot of them.
No, not pretty much. It should be every game. If a 10-year-old in New Jersey can get a perfect game,
it's good.
Professional bowlers.
He's the only one
on the circuit. Should be getting 300s every game.
Brock thinks bowling is a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
You know what? You never go.
I don't think it's a joke.
We invite you.
No. It's not a joke. I love the sport. What I think is professional bowlers not getting 300s every single time is ridiculous.
Every single time.
And the fact that Hunter can bowl a 279.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was a one day and I was on fire and I'll probably never see it again.
I'd understand if there was like 20 pins. In a wider lane, no.
Try it. Then do it.
I am going to do it. I'm going to bowl a 220, me and your wife are going to spend a nice night together.
Good. You know what? Go ahead. I beg you to try. You know, to our listening audience, this is coming from a guy who bowls it backhanded. He puts backspin on the ball.
You know what? And I'm going to get a 300 with a backspin, bro.
You know what? I will say you can't even pass 200.
Oh, my God. Just wait, buddy. Just wait. Oh, I'm going to get it.
You got to come for once.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, now I'm going to. I'm going to kick your ass. It's going to be great, buddy.
I am going to take a picture of every score that you...
Watch it progress.
It's going to be like 112, 115,
yeah.
99.
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be 99, 300. Literally my second game, I'm bowling a 300. Second game. That's your morning dump, of course, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Yeah. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them at 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Yeah, that was your morning dump.
We're going to have to get our septic pumped because you are just so full of crap thinking that I can't pull a 300, buddy.
The morning dump on the